You're listening to SBS News.
Standing in front of a stove, Joshua Jamil Hinton is cutting potatoes and coriander. The smell of garam masala and cinnamon fills the kitchen.
We can make curry, we can make omelette, anything.
And then throw the onion. Watching over is his 92-year-old grandmother, who he calls Meme, passing down this family recipe.
And put it in the saucepan now.
Sure.
Joshua, put it in the saucepan. Oh, lovely, it's getting warm.
A chicken curry that's become an inspiration for actor Josh Hinton.
I would come to Brisbane once a year and be surrounded by food and family, and then the one thing that would stay with me when I went back to Wollongong was Mum would cook a chicken curry or a dal, and it felt like I was transported back, you know.
Josh, who has Persian, Sri Lankan and English roots, grew up in regional New South Wales. His family also have influences of Indian and South African culture. And while he's grown to be proud of his heritage, it hasn't always been that way.
But there was like a big part of my life where I was kind of embarrassed to tell people my middle name, Jamil. So then in the making of the show, I really made a point. There's a whole scene where I talk about my middle name because I'm proud of it now. I love it. It's a beautiful name. Yeah.
His family's restaurant in Brisbane holds special memories. The dining room is filled with colourful art and decorations. It's one of the oldest Indian restaurants in the state, opened in 1983 by Josh's grandmother, who left her home country of Iran during the Anglo-Soviet invasion in the Second World War.
This is myself here. Mm. This is my mother wearing a sari here. Yeah.
As she looks through old photographs sprawled across her dining table, Mehrangiz Fassi remembers hiding in bomb shelters in Tehran during her childhood.
In the evening, we could see the light going up, the fire going up, the children are screaming. And I was thinking, we are all human beings. Why should they kill us like that?
She hitchhiked to India, where she spent much of her early life.
So we were travelling with the chicken behind the truck. That was my sister and my brother. We travelled one night and one day in that truck towards India till we reached.
And eventually met her Sri Lankan husband, driving her passion for food.
I did not know anything, how to cook, but only I knew how to eat. And so if you know how to eat, you will learn how to cook. And my husband wanted to eat.
Excellent, excellent. Yes. Very good. Very
good. Back in the restaurant, Josh's uncle, Afnan Fassi, is helping to keep the family business running. He's seen generations of families come through the doors and says this job gives him a sense of fulfillment.
Food is what binds people together. All the happiness that is found on the dinner table, you know, it's kind of almost like an expression of your heritage, of your family presence.
It's a feeling echoed by Joshua, with the restaurant and the childhood memories around connecting to culture through food serving as inspiration for his show called A Place in the Sultan's Kitchen, where he attempts to create his grandmother's chicken curry on stage, telling stories about his family's history.
My cultural identity is extremely complicated. I think the biggest realization I made was it doesn't really need to be labelled. It's more than just the names of the countries. It's the food, it's the memories, it's the experiences that my grandparents have gone on.
A melting pot of cultural influences. Jasmine Cheung, SBS News.